couple on the corner would just get a room. Seems like everyone around me's on their honeymoon. I'd love to take a pin to a heart-shaped balloon. Everybody's got somebody to meet. Well, I don't know how I landed on this movie set. It's like a casting call for Romeo and Juliet. I never would have noticed if we'd never met. But everybody's got somebody to meet.
Oh, Brian McTavish is here. Brian McTavish from, what's the name of your company again?
Would you let me say it?
Yes, say it.
Thinking Bigger Business Media.
Thinking Bigger Business Media.
I'm a senior writer with that fine
local publication. Yes, you are. So
proud
good to have you here.
So.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great. What a nice interview. What a classy, informative
She could be out here five consecutive days, and I'd still be pumped up having her in here. I just love her. I just think she's terrific.
Great calls, too.
Yes, great calls.
Great
absolutely.
Calls. Well, who were we just listening to?
Who was that?
Well, that's Hunter Hayes.
Who's Hunter Hayes?
Singing about, rather unbelievably, how everybody's got somebody but me. Somehow, I doubt it. He is a pop country singer.
You like these guys. You bring one to me every week.
Well, you know, whether I like him or not, I'm bringing them to you.
Yeah.
I'm bringing them to you just to see your eyebrows, or maybe that John Belushi thing where just one eyebrow goes up. Let me tell you just a little bit about Hunter Hayes. He's young and handsome, and that's kind of what you need these days.
Yes.
7:30 concerts Friday night and Saturday night.
You could be a country singer. Given that kind of description, you could do that too.
Let's leave it at that.
Okay.
I mean, anything I say will just detract from your glowing recommendation.
Yes.
7:30 concerts Friday, Saturday night at the Midland downtown. The question is he an emerging superstar or a huggable boy toy? I would prefer to think he's a little of both. He certainly is clean cut. He's sold millions of records. He's only been around, as far as I know, for a couple of years. But in that time, he's garnered all these Grammy nominations for Best Country Album and Best Country Solo Performance and Best New Artist and a slew of other awards, including Teen Choice Awards, Male Country Artist Award. Maybe that was just a nomination. He'll win eventually in the end. But how about Best Looking New Artist?
Okay.
I mean, this kid, I'm telling you what, you know, he's opened for Taylor Swift and Rascal Flatts and Carrie Underwood. Now he's on his own. Let's Be Crazy Tour. See it this weekend at the Midland.
Hey, Mr. Peterson, Jack Frost nipping at your nose?
Yeah, now let's get Joe Beer nipping at my liver, huh? Afternoon, everybody.
Norm! Hey, how's life treating you there, Norm?
Beats me. And it kicks me and leaves me for dead. Afternoon, everybody.
Norm! Hey, Mr. Peterson, got room for a beer?
No, but I am willing to add on.
We miss him, don't we?
We miss him.
Miss that show. Love
Norm,
that show.
Norm.
George Wendt.
Tell me the show.
Cheers.
Yeah, I told myself. Cheers, right. Norm, also known as George Wendt, he's in the dinner theater stage comedy Never Too
Late. He's been here before. Yeah,
he did The Odd Couple a couple years ago at the new theater, mm-hmm. So he has a crowd there. Lots of seasoned celebrities from yesteryear make it a point to stop in as the star of the shows there at the new theater restaurant. It's up and running all weekend and beyond. Interesting twist. He will be in this show, which basically is about a guy who his wife comes home one day and he thinks he's got it made. And she comes back from the doctor and she says, oh, I've got some big news, unplanned news. What could that be?
What could that be?
What could that be? But anyway, the wife is actually played by his real life spouse, Bernadette Burkett.
Really?
And they have been married, according to promotional materials, for 35 years and share five children.
Did not know that.
I'm the oldest of five children.
Yeah,
And I don't know what that means, but maybe I have that much in common with somebody who's famous.
All of Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org. Don't stop me now. Don't stop me. 'Cause I'm having a good time. And what are we doing here?
What leads to a good time more than an ugly sweater? Wear your ugly sweater at the Ugly Sweater Run. It's a 5K event. I wouldn't make it past a couple of
blocks. I just threw out some of those last night.
Don't throw them away.
I know. I donated them.
Do not do that. Runners and walkers, you got to wear your ugly sweater. You're also invited to wear a mustache. If you don't have a mustache, they'll give you a fake one. And they'll give awards away for ugliest sweater and best real mustache and best fake mustache. Be at the starting line at 11 a.m. Saturday, downtown Washington Square, 2200 Grand. It costs $50 to register. If you're 8 or younger, it's free.
Thank you. now what's become an annual tradition in our town.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. The rousing.
That's your cue.
You're pointing at
yes.
me. The rousing call of the tuba player.
The
yes.
tuba. The
it's,
tuba.
It's,
it's like a mating call.
It's a lot of things, and it's I think it's at least that. Tuba's calling out for other tubas. It's Merry Tuba Christmas, the holiday music fun time, which is played on many, many, many tubas and euphoniums, noon Friday and noon Monday. So go both or go to one or the other. Registration required. Helzberg Hall, Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. Go tubas.
And
it's free.
And finally today.
And so this is Christmas.
It's Christmas, and it's John Lennon.
What a great talent that John Lennon, you know. It's,
boy,
he should,
don't remind us.
My goodness.
Still bothers me.
Well, yeah. Oh, by the way, before we get to the real news here, here's the news that I just carry around in my head. That new Beatles CD.
Yeah.
Sounds funny. There's no such thing as a new Beatles CD, but there's a new
one. There is one.
It's the sequel to the one that came out in 1994. It's a BBC On the Air Volume 2, all these great little... chestnuts from them performing live in the early 60s. Anyway, why are we playing Beatles? Because Gerald Trimble, Kansas City's own Gerald Trimble, and his Celtic and World Music Sessions Orchestra are going to do a Beatles International Holiday Concert. Very cool. 8 o'clock Saturday night at the St. Garibed, hope I'm saying that right, Armenian Church at 4400 Wyoming. It's $10 to get in. Gerald does not sing. There will be singers there. Well, he actually does sing. But what he does is he plays the cittern, and he plays the mandocello and the viola, and people will be there playing hurdy-gurdies and mando basses and percussion. It's going to be super cool, and it's going to be Beatles. Check it out.
And there's one more item for your list. 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon, the Alamo Draft House downtown. Come out for a special screening of All the President's Men. Our DVD gurus will be there. I'll be there. Tickets are only $7 each. You can win, enter to score a pair of free tickets by visiting KCUR's Facebook page for more information. Again, it's 2 o'clock this Sunday afternoon, All the President's Men, a special screening at the Alamo Draft House downtown.
Very cool. Your favorite film, I believe.
It is my favorite film.
Yeah.
Great film, absolutely. Tomorrow on the show, the DVD gurus, those guys will be here to talk about how reporters are portrayed on film, and they'll point out a few of their favorites as well. Plus, we'll have this week's Local Listen. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Cody Newell. I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.